Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I don't want everybody screaming in their car if you're pro quarterback. What the Giants can't do, there's a threading of the needle here. It's not being scared. If you don't believe in said quarterback, if the top two or three are off the board, you don't force something, because that's a quicker way to get you fired right. If you don't believe in the guy. But if you're kicking a can down the road and hoping that whatever, maybe next year Quinn Ewers blows up and you trade up, something like that. If you can have everything in place and then take off like the Steelers did year one with Ben Roethlisberger, because the team was built the right way. If the Giants do that at wide receiver, to me, if it's not quarterback, they can't afford to have a top six pick and it not be used, in my opinion, on the best player. And the best player probably
is a wide receiver.
Would be a wide receiver based on all that. Now, the other thing besides wide receiver, you mentioned this very briefly, is Brock Bowers, the tight end out of Georgia, who's like an old tight. The idea of a tight end scares me to death.
Right.
But he's a legit player. Part of the reason I was down on that is you just traded for Darren Waller. If you did not hear this, it was reported, Ryan Dunleavy, New York Post, Darren Waller, I guess, had told the Giants he was considering retirement. And he has had a second change of thought, and that's why he is not going to be a cap casualty. He's not going to be cut. But it feels like he has one foot out the door to retirement. Now, Tiki, I ask you, as somebody who had made up their mind to retire,
right,
can you truly be all in if you were that close to retirement?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, so that's not a word.
Now, it was different for me because I was here. Like, this was my forever team. It wasn't like I was coming in somewhere else. I had to prove it. I knew what it took. I knew the organization. I knew the staff. But, I mean, I almost retired after 05. I think I've told you this story. Maybe I haven't, at least not on this show. In 05, that was the year of our owners, both Wellington and Bob Tisch. They both were sick. We knew that they would likely pass away that season. And Tom Coughlin said it from the very first meeting in training camp. We are the team of record for Wellington Mara and Bob Tisch. Now, this is unusual, but I was very close with both of them, right? Wellington was obviously right. Wellington, and Bob Tisch lived at the Regency in Manhattan on Park Avenue. I lived on 72nd Street.
You were close.
Like, he would pick me up and we'd go hang. Like, we'd go do stuff. Here's a 70-something-year-old man. I'm a 25-year-old, 26-year-old kid from Virginia. And we just had this amazing bond. And so 2005 was my best year, 1,800-and-something yards rushing and 500-something yards receiving, for a reason. Because I took that seriously. And when they both passed away, and then we lose in the playoffs. Remember, we had the playoffs, the home game, wild card against Carolina. Like, I don't want to say I was depressed, but it was one of the worst moments of my career. And I was like, I don't want to do this anymore. Like, I almost retired that off.
Like, okay, like, so it wasn't like your thought in the season. It was right after the season.
And so the next year, I said, I'll give it one more season. And so I played one more year in 06. And I had a pretty good year in 06. Went to the playoffs, and even though we were only 8-8, we went to the playoffs and ended up into my career against the Eagles. But you can have great seasons, but it's gotta like mean something. And the challenge with Darren Waller is I don't know what it means for him to give it to the Giants.
Well, that's what I was gonna say, because he's not a lifetime Giant. This is his third team. Now, this was his father's team, so maybe there is some importance there. However, I don't want to do a 1+1=2. He very clearly got involved in this offseason with his rap career, which good for him. Like, whether you think good rap,
New York,
bad rap,
and you're in New York,
take advantage.
I did it. That's why I'm sitting here.
My worry is he didn't get his positive reaction to the rap career he wanted, and he wants to spend another year building up his reputation here in New York. Like, is he just using the Giants? Now, by the way, you could use a team and they could use you back if you end up being awesome. Then
dude,
it's good for the team.
If he's great, then who cares?
I agree.
If he's Darren Waller that's healthy that we saw three seasons ago that was one of the best tight ends in football and you could use him wherever you wanted, line up at X, line up at tight end.
But
line
that's
up at,
what it's got to be.
If it's not that.
But if he comes and maybe he's
you
not
worry
pushing.
About his motivation, right?
Right, maybe he's not pushing through injuries or anything. I just worry about his motive. If he's just here, basically, let me keep making the money, paying for my studio time. That just worries me a little bit.
Yeah, motivation, focus. Now, look, if they draft a number one wide receiver, Jalen Hyatt takes that next step, and Waller's more of your third or fourth option, Saquon's back, that's fine. But if he's like their number one option and his focus and motivation is not there,
right,
they're going to have another bad offense.
So you're bringing this up as a potential drafting of Brock Bowers.
Well, I would just say this. I'm not pounding the table for Brock Bowers at six. There's clearly a million different ways the Giants could go. I now no longer am fully anti the idea of a tight end of that caliber, knowing that I've basically been told by Darren Waller, this probably is it.
Yeah, here's the thing, though.
I'm not gonna, no offense to Jet fans, I'm not going to be a Jet fan that closes my eyes and pretends that Aaron Rodgers wasn't half retired, and I think I'm going to have four more years of him.
Right, but here's the thing. Brock Bowers is probably Travis Kelce, George Kittle. He's probably that guy.
But, okay. But what were the beauty of Travis Kelce, George Kittle? They weren't first-round picks, and the value you got of them.
True.
You know what I mean? Now, again, the caliber of player represents a first-round player.
But doesn't the creation of that prototype, Travis Kelce, George Kittle, and some of the others that came before them, but those are the ones that are
Gronk,
Gronk, et cetera. Doesn't the prototype, the creation of that prototype, make him now a first-round option,
right? Okay.
Because if he is, look, I know you've seen him play in college because we did national shows.
Yeah.
So we've seen college, a lot of college football. He's unbelievable. He's the best player on that team.
Yes, Tiki, but here's what worries me. We've talked about the evolution of tight ends forever. We had that draft a few years ago. By the way, the Giants dipped their toes, drafted Evan Engram. I thought O.J. Howard was going to be that coming out of Alabama. And my fear about the Giants at six is you can't miss.
By the way, Evan Engram is that in Jacksonville. I'm just saying.
Okay, fine.
I'm just saying.
Was the Njoku, Evan Engram, O.J. Howard ended up not becoming.
Yeah.
You know, it's.
He went to the wrong place.
Put it this way. If you whiff on quarter, and no matter what we've learned is if you whiff on your first round pick, there's a really good chance it sets your organization back in some way, shape, or form. If you already have a really good quarterback in place, an awesome elite quarterback, you know, it absolves some of the whiffing on the first round
pick. Think about Green Bay. I mean, they whiffed on their first round pick. Even though he's turning out to be good now, but for the all intents and purposes, for three seasons, he didn't do anything.
Right. Like the idea of Flowers, Eli Apple, even Evan Engram, like all those picks have hurt the Giants. I live with, if you whiff on a quarterback, you took your shot. If you whiff and spent that pick on a tight end, that to me is like, whew.
Right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly! Auto Parts.